One thing I always talk about when we street preach, we talk about, do Americans fear God? In Proverbs it says, the beginning of wisdom is to fear the Lord. To fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, which means you turn from your sin and your iniquity, and you turn to follow Christ by His word, by His ways. As I travel the country, I ask Americans, who fears God? And hardly anyone ever raises their hand. I think they know that wrath is coming. Satan has this culture deceived. And if they claim they fear God, they're going to look like hypocrites. Because if you fear God, you flee sin. You flee unrighteousness. And that's the beginning of wisdom. To fear God and seek Him in spirit and in truth. Test yourself, Americans. The fear of God, the beginning of wisdom. What does it look like to fear God? Well, to fear God means you would test your life and open the scriptures and see what Jesus said about your life. See what Jesus said about this world, these last days. See what Jesus warned about, how very few are going to find eternal life. How God is not glorified as you live like the world. How God is not glorified when you live like Satan's kingdom, this culture. That God is glorified when you turn and repent and surrender your life and lose it. Come out of your false Sunday corrupt church systems. Come out of every false way. Come out of pride and vanity and the culture and worldliness. And test and compare your life to the Holy Scriptures. The pastors and the priests are lying to you. They're not telling you the truth. They're not teaching you to fear God. Most people fear a virus. Most people fear the IRS. Most people fear the police and men more than they fear a holy God. If you'll turn and repent and seek Him, there's hope, there's love, there's grace, there's mercy. It takes knowledge and wisdom to come to salvation in Christ. That wisdom, the beginning of it, is to fear God. To realize you're just a finite being. And that this infinite Creator is going to have a day of reckoning, that's an accounting term, where He's going to settle all accounts. And Jesus died to cleanse the blood, cleanse the sin with His blood of those that are in the account of Christ. But the only sins that you're forgiven of are the ones you repent of and lay down and forsake and leave. If you keep practicing sin, they're on your account. The reckoning will not go your way on Judgment Day. No willful sin will be forgiven, the Bible says in Hebrews 10. And so fear of God would have you leave your sin, leave Satan's kingdom, enter the kingdom of God in spirit and truth, scour the scriptures to find that which is true, prove who Jesus Christ is. He's not somebody to lift up in a building. He's not some guy still hanging on a cross like the Roman Catholics have him. This is a false Jesus. Prove who Christ is by His word. Then lay down your life to follow Him in spirit, in truth, in word, in deed. The Bible says you're going to be judged by your deeds. Go read James 2. Faith and works go together. Don't let anybody teach you that you can't do good works before God. Don't let anybody teach you that you shouldn't be doing good works before God. Open the scriptures and let them be your source of truth. Let the scriptures be your guide. Jesus said, last thing, John 17:17. That we're sanctified by the word. How can you be sanctified if you don't know it, you're not living it, you don't keep it? Be ye sanctified by Christ, the word made flesh. Flee and forsake your sin. Seek righteousness in the fear of God on this day. That's what our cry is to our American neighbors. Do this through repentance. Flee to the gospel and lose your life. Holy is the Lamb of God. He's so worthy to be praised.